From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
It is January 25th. We're live here from this makeshift memorial. Coming up, how people are supporting each other after seven people were killed in this horrific shooting in Half Moon Bay.
A man being called a hero for battling the Monterey Park shooter. We take a look at the new video this morning of that confrontation. You got to see it.
And our state is still dealing with all of that extensive damage from the severe storms. The money on its way to California to help with the recovery.
And we have another windy morning for us today. And to add to that, rain chances increase as we head into the weekend. I'm going to break that down coming up in your full forecast. And as you hit the roadways this morning, it is already busy, especially at the Bay Bridge. I'll have your top traffic trouble spots coming up in just a few minutes. But first, the Half Moon Bay community is coming together to support each other after Monday's mass shooting. Emotions overflowed last night and an interfaith service honoring the seven farm workers who were killed. The loss hits especially hard in this close-knit community that is usually best known for its pumpkin patches and Christmas tree farms.
It just breaks your heart when you know, once again, now it's come home, the gun violence to our own community and the most vulnerable, amongst us, the farm workers.
Well, and in downtown Half Moon Bay, people moved by the tragedy are leaving flowers, notes, and candles at a growing memorial there. And we are learning some disturbing things about the man accused of killing his own co-workers. The shooting massacre at two separate farms was a case of workplace violence, according to investigators. So here's what we know about the suspect, Chun-Li Zhao. We talked to a spokesperson for California Terra Gardens, which says it operates the farm where this happened. They say Zhao lived at the mushroom farm for 7 years at one of the shooting scenes where four of the victims were killed. There were three mobile homes and six trailers on the property where workers lived, including the suspect. The spokesperson said Zhao was eligible to work in the U.S. and had a Social Security card and a driver's license. Authorities say he legally purchased a semi-automatic handgun to carry out the rampage. Yesterday, Congresswoman Anna Eshoo had these disturbing details about what happened.
The farm workers. They were killed with purpose, with intent, execution style. In this community, California and the country is reeling from it.
Zhao had no known criminal history in San Mateo County, but yesterday the San Francisco Chronicle reported there was a restraining order filed against him in Santa Clara County in 2013, according to court documents. A former co-worker at a San Jose restaurant accused him of trying to suffocate him and threatening to kill him. That order has since expired.
Anna Mann, as we talk more and more about gun violence and mass shootings, it's important to talk about those affected by it. So our Jocelyn Moran is live at a memorial site in Half Moon Bay. And Jocelyn, this is a community that is coming together, particularly the farm worker community, because they have been hit over and over again.
Yeah, exactly, Gianna. We've been talking about that for a couple of days now, and I think it's important to talk about it. Before that, I do want to show you that we are at this makeshift memorial. You can see the flowers are laid out here. There's stuffed animal. There are candles here. There's also a sign that says, as a community, we grieve here. And so when we think about the farm worker community, it is a resilient one. It is also a vulnerable one. They've been hit over and over again. Like you mentioned, they were hit by the floods just a couple of weeks ago. They've been hit hard by the pandemic. And when it comes to this, they are really truly coming together. These are people who get up early, work low wages on top of a high cost of living. Now, the San Mateo County Sheriff did confirm that the victims of the shooting are either Asian or Latino. The Consulate General of Mexico in San Francisco sent out a release yesterday saying two of the seven victims who died are Mexican. They say the person in the hospital is also Mexican. Vice Mayor Joaquin Jimenez is also the farm worker program director for the nonprofit Ayudando al Latino a Soñar, also known as ALAS. He's familiar with the Mountain Mushroom Farm. He estimates there were about 30 workers on site at the time of the shooting. Several live in mobile homes on site.
And we have, group of five, six, family members staying there. And they have outside bathrooms, porta potties, and as we heard from two of the people that were there at the farm, that's where they hit.
And that's where they hid, in those porta potties. That's what Joaquin said there. And, you know, something else that he was talking about is he doesn't want farm workers to go forgotten. We're on Main Street here. This is a touristy area. You've got restaurants, you've got shops. A lot of people come here. Before, maybe you didn't think of farm workers. Now, Joaquin says you're thinking of farm workers. He doesn't want them to go forgotten. And you're seeing this here. You're seeing the memorial here. As people walk by, they're seeing this. And I think that's important to continue talking about, Gianna, because as we've talked about, this is a community that has been hit over and over again.
Absolutely. And how essential this community is, Jocelyn, to us and our everyday lives. So, yeah, absolutely. We have to focus on that. And I know it's going to take a lot of time for us to heal and for the community to heal, but very important. All right, Jocelyn, thank you. We will check in with you in just a little bit. And Justin, it's still only January. That's it. We're still like in the first of the year. And there has already been 40 mass shootings already in the U.S.
And that reality is really just hard to wrap your mind around, Gianna. A total of 70 people died in those mass shootings, according to the Gun Violence Archive. That's the highest number of shootings at this point in any year on record. Governor Gavin Newsom did not hide his frustration with this reality and called again for gun control after spending the day in Half Moon Bay. He met with law enforcement and victims' families.
Only in America do we see this kind of carnage, this kind of chaos, this kind of destruction of communities and lives and confidence. In a sense of safety and belonging, society becomes how we behave. We've allowed this to happen.
Meantime, Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Monterey Park today to pay tribute to the victims of that mass shooting there. It's not clear if she or President Biden will travel to Half Moon Bay. The vice president will lay a wreath at the memorial honoring the 11 people killed in a dance studio during a Lunar New Year celebration last weekend. Investigators are looking into the relationships the gunmen may have had with the victims. And we have new video in the newsroom this morning showing the moment the suspect of that shooting was confronted and disarmed. This took place at the ballroom there. Brandon Tessay can be seen wrestling with the suspect, who can Tran. When Tessay eventually got hold of the weapon, Tran ran away. Tessay, who runs the ballroom, says at the time he was unaware of the previous shooting at Monterey Park. And stay with us, CBS News Bay Area, for continuing coverage of the shooting. Investigations will bring you the latest on air and online.
All right, looking at our forecast now here in the Bay Area, First Alert Meteorologist has that for us, and a lot of things are kind of moving and changing.
I know, we have a big change on the way. Today we're sitting above average for our temperatures, and it's still windy out there, but I'm going to break down the science as to why everything is happening this week. We're sitting above average this afternoon, but big changes are right around the corner for us. I mean, take a look at this, upper 60s today. We're hitting the 70s in Santa Rosa this afternoon. So for the North Bay, we're experiencing something extremely different, but once we head into the weekend, take a look at these numbers, upper 40s and lower 50s. How is it that that can change that fast? Well, let me show you. Basically, what's going on right now is we still have high pressure offshore, giving us those winds actually pushing offshore as it kind of rotates in a counterclockwise direction. So today, we're still left with some gusty conditions. I mean, anywhere up to 30, 40 mile per hour winds at times up near Fairfield just by the afternoon. But to add to that, once we're done with this area of high pressure, we have low pressure returning into the forecast. And that's going to bring in some cold air from the north. It's going to give us a chance of showers into the forecast as we extend all the way into Sunday. So really kind of a roller coaster for us this week. High and dry today, low pressure returning into the forecast this weekend, giving us 40s and a chance of showers.
Wow.
I know.
It doesn't feel like that is happening in a few days potentially. So.
And it is.
Yeah, and it is. All right, let's take a look at the roadways right now. Look at this. It is already backed up at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. And significantly, unfortunately, there was a crash not too far from here that is adding to this busy ride as you work your way through here. So definitely pack your patience this morning. I'd get going if you're taking that Bay Bridge commute into the city because it is a slow one. There was a crash. It's cleared, so that's the good news. And it was only on the right-hand side of the roadway, but a couple cars tangled up there. And anytime anything happens at the Bay Bridge, even if it's minor, it definitely sets the tone for the rest of the morning. So hopefully it'll get a little bit better. Still trying to clear a crash. CHP working hard this morning. Westbound 580 near Benedict. You've got those two lanes still blocked. Use 880 as an alternate.
Can be my four-leaf clover.
That's country music star Chris Stapleton. He has just been announced as part of a star-studded lineup performing at the Super Bowl. He'll be singing the national anthem. Babyface will perform America the Beautiful, and Emmy winner Cheryl Lee Ralph will perform Lift Every Voice and Sing. And of course, Rihanna will be headlining the halftime show. So a lot of great artists
Chris
performing.
Chris Stapleton doing the national anthem. Oh my goodness. Yeah. That's going to be good.
It is. Oh, it's a true American game.
Oh, wow. That's going to be. I am so excited for the Super Bowl this year. I think mostly for Rihanna.
You mean the Niners potentially going?
Of course. Of course. Especially because the Niners are going to be there. But
we appreciate your honesty.
I know.
Rihanna.
Yeah. I think we are all excited about Rihanna. I mean, win-win. If the Niners make it and beat the Eagles on Sunday. And you get Rihanna on top of that. Mm-hmm. Done.
Thank you, God.
Don't you have an Eagles home, too? Or it's split?
Oh, yeah. My husband, huge Eagles fan. He's born and raised in the Bay Area. He's from San Jose. But his whole family is Alan.